worldwide godcast of the universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 24 in the book of Sirach, and we're in verses 32 and 33 today for our practice. Again, I will make my teachings shine forth like the dawn. I will spread their brightness afar off. Again, I will pour out instruction like prophesy and bestow it on generations yet to come. As a teacher of Scripture, I have been entrusted with the sacred task of passing on the wisdom and teachings of the divine to future generations. I believe my role is to guide and instruct others in understanding the meaning and significance of the prophetic messages contained within Scripture. By sharing these instructions, I am helping to ensure that the valuable lessons and insights contained within Scripture continue to be passed down through the ages, allowing individuals to connect with the divine and gain a deeper understanding of love, faith, and hope of His grace and redemption. My dedication to this task has been ongoing now for more than 18 years, helping to keep the flame of spiritual knowledge alive and ensure that the divine messages continue to inspire and guide individuals for generations to come. I so want to instruct the families of the future and hope my teachings give meaning and purpose to life as salvation's wisdom, where we seek and understand that God's desire for each and every one is a closer relationship with He who created the world. I so want my grandchildren to look back at my writings and see the joy of living for this prudence of love. Prudence, as salvation's wisdom, refers to the concept of making wise and cautious decisions in order to achieve salvation or spiritual growth. I teach what it takes to get involved with making choices that are in line with moral and ethical principles, and that will ultimately lead to a life of righteousness and spiritual fulfillment. Prudence in this context is seen as a virtue that helps individuals navigate the complexities of life and make choices that are in alignment with their spiritual beliefs and values. By exercising prudence, individuals are able to avoid pitfalls and temptations that may lead them astray from their spiritual path and instead stay on course towards salvation. Prudence as salvation's wisdom emphasizes the importance of careful thought and consideration in decision-making, as well as the need to prioritize spiritual growth and moral integrity above all else. It is about seeking guidance from a higher power and following the path that leads to spiritual enlightenment and salvation. It is my hope that I can be a teacher of truth, recognizing that living for God first, His Son, and His Holy Spirit makes us alive in eternal life, focusing on bringing heaven to everyone on earth as a real and tangible destination, decision each and every human can make to see His eternal kingdom, where many houses and dwellings await those who believe. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continues. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue to pray for special intentions that we hold in the depths of our heart. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 24. We conclude chapter 24 today with verses 32 and 33. It is a one-stanza poem. its title, I Prophesy Generations. Teachings mine shine, dawn bringing forth time, brightness instruction of the sublime. I prophesy generations, bestowing the divine. Amen. I'm Thomas Shook. It's March 18, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Back and home today, so we're still praying for our good friends. We had a veteran prison meeting this morning that I'm their guest speaker. I have a dorm at Avon Park that is dedicated to veterans, and it's a strict moral code. We'll be talking about equality today and continue to lift up that God has everyone in his hand as the same, and there's no difference. Amen. So pray for us today as we head towards the prison and continue to lift us up in your prayers each morning as we share the teachings of the divine. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As I remind everyone that the Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you in a special way today, the teachings that I share and love. In Jesus' sweet name, amen. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen.